It's like just I'm getting the windows put in my flat here in Prague. So that's what my window looks like now. They got to come back tomorrow and you know, finish up all that BS all around the sides and all that. Yeah, so like the man, I've been gone all day. They came about 8 a.m. and just started banging on the shit. So I had to leave. So and I went around, walking around, you know, walking around the center of Prague and chilling. Now it's about, what time is it here? It's 3 in the afternoon, or 15:36. So yeah, so this video is definitely gonna be a little different. And like I said, I don't like I said, I make these videos more so to help out younger guys with things that I didn't know. And this video really, it's not going to touch on women a whole lot, even though I'm sure there's going to be parts where I can like where I can kind of segue it back into speaking about women. But this video is more about the individual, like truly learning how to go his own way in life, like men going their own way. And like I'm kind of starting to like lean into the thoughts of that's my ascot tie. I'm starting to really think about just the whole theory of a man, like the definition of what a man going his own way should really be kind of spoke on. And I'm not gonna go into like very specific financial details, like, you know, specific, 401k rates and all that stuff like that. I'm not gonna go into anything like that. This video, cause I just had the situation happen. I just turned down a six figure job, right? And here in Prague, which is like a lot of money in Prague, like you'd be like a millionaire here, you'd be like millionaire type stuff here. But I turned it down, man, because like I just wasn't feeling how they were like coming at me. I wasn't feeling how they were like how they were talking. Like nothing was really sounding right. Like they tried to like it was like they were kind of overselling the product type of thing. Like it all nothing felt right about it from the start. So I just told the guy, look, like, okay, honestly, I'm not going to take this job. Like, it's just not worth it to me. And this is something I want to talk to younger guys too about. Because like I said, like when I was younger, I remember how I was when I was younger. You know how a young guy always is. A young guy, you know, a young guy pretty much just wants a girl. And what is the known things to get girls? Money, power, status. So money, every guy wants, you know, every guy wants to get a lot of money. It's just what it is. And see, to a guy who's never had like relatively a lot of money to what he was used to, at least on his own in the world, see, like the younger guy is more susceptible to falling for just becoming a slave for money, or just pretty much just selling his soul out to do just to get more money coming in. And like at 33, man, I've learned at this point in my life that I would rather live off of a quarter of the wage of some jobs, because like I said, some of these jobs out here is really not worth the money. Like when you get in there and you start working and pretty much your entire like 10, 12 hour days is being spent at this job, like you're not really actually, I mean, unless it's like a job like you genuinely want to do, like you've always wanted to run a school or something like that, then that's fine. It's something you genuinely wanted to do. But if it was something like you're really just kind of like a mercenary type of thing, you know, just kind of doing whatever pays the most. Like to me, it's not worth it. Cause like I said, my wages from the military and some other small situations, my wages from that are enough to where like I don't have to go out and work a job. So like, and I think I was kind of lucky with this. I'm able to sit back and look at like the realities of what's going on. I'm not in a position where I have to get up and go do something to get some money in type of thing. So this is only coming from my perspective on it. So my perspective is this to young guys, man, like, see the, and like when I was young, I had the order completely wrong. I had the order of if something valuable comes along, you just take it and shut the fuck up. You see what I'm saying? That was kind of like the order I had in my head. Whereas now at 33, I see the order much more clearly. The order is not in getting lucky and getting that one, you know, shot, you know, that one hit. What the order should be is you building yourself up to where you could just always kind of go out there and get it again. You see what I'm saying? You're not relying on this one lucky phone call or, you know, email or something like that. Your life is revolving around that. See, once it gets to that point, I think it kind of dives into like mental illness. But like I said, this comes from my perspective, and I had a lucky life. I don't live off my dad or anything like that. I don't like he. If anything, I buy him more stuff. I end up giving him. You know, I'm always asking him, what does he want for Christmas? What does he want? Blah blah blah. So like, it's not like I was like a trust fund baby, or my parents were like super rich or anything like that. Like, no, like my dad was a mechanic. My mom was a social worker. We weren't poor, but we weren't rich. You know, we weren't rich enough for them to be funding my trips around the world. All right. Like, it's clear, like people where I come from, like, they know that's coming from me type of thing. Like, it's not even an assumption where I come from. But yeah, man, my thing, like, with money, like, don't let money control you. Like, learn how to be happy, like, with yourself. Like, learn how to be happy alone. Like, learn how to find joy in, you know, in being able to just sit down all day and not have to do anything. Like that. This is just my opinions of it. You don't always have to be doing something, have to be, you know, moving and blah, 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 blah. Like, and I see people stuck in that trap a lot of times. And I just feel sorry for them because there's no real end to that. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, it's a culture. It's a lifestyle. Now, I mean, if you're a busybody type of person, cool. Like, now, when I say the people who are always moving, not every single person, because like, and a lot of times I can feel it, because like my dad, for instance, my father, he's a busybody type of dude. He's retired, man, and he's still just, every time I call him, he's running somewhere and doing something. And he's like fully retired where he don't have to work. And I live more like I'm the one that's actually retired. And the reality of it, because I'm the one sitting down playing PlayStation all day and drinking and, you know, and just doing whatever I feel like doing. But like you say, I'm 33, I'm his son, and I live the lifestyle more of a retired person than he does, because he kind of grew up more in that culture of work, 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 work. So like now he doesn't have to work. Now he doesn't know what else to do but to just keep work, you know, just keep working in some kind of way. So like, I totally understand those type of guys. But like, no, the guys that I'm talking about, as I was touching on before, like the guys are, you know, around my age, you can tell, like you can just look at them and tell that they sold their soul to pretty much anybody who is their superior, as far as like in a workforce. Like you know those people you work with, and you can you can tell like they're just suck ups, and they're just pretty much just lackeys. What's the word? Like, they're pretty much just work slaves. Like, that's really it. They're literally, I mean, not in the sense of like wage slavery, but like in their mind in that company, like their soul is in that company. You see what I'm saying? And like, going back on my past, man, like I remember when I was in college, like I literally applied for any and every job I can find to apply for. Like, I mean, McDonald's to college professor, jobs I knew I wouldn't be able to get. I applied literally to every job I can find. And you know what? Throughout college, I did not get a job for the first 2 years. I could not get one call back, man. I was just that number in that mathematical equation. How they say, like, you know, 99.9% find jobs. I was that 0.1% that just could not find a job, man. So I learned how to survive just on my own and off of knowledge and stuff. So I would like repair computers, you know, play taxi or something like that. That's how I, you know, got that was how I learned. Like, because I was watching an interview with a mafia, with the dude that was in a mafia. And he said, yeah, he hadn't had a job since he was 18. And like, I can associate with that. I mean, I think we got there on different, you know, from different points. But it takes a different mindset to become like that, to not require a boss, you know, to not require to have to go to one place every single day, to not require somebody always telling you what to do. I think it really takes a different mindset. And I had to convert into that mindset, which was difficult. But like I said, from my experiences of with money, man, just don't let, like, personally, what I learned throughout all of this, out of my road in life, is this. Like I said before, is to figure out exactly what you want, and learn how to be happy with what you have. But I mean, also acknowledge that, you know, if something better comes along and if it works out, take it. But don't, like, revolve your life around, like, a Michael Kors watch. I got a Michael Kors watch in the other room. And, you know, like, some people, they would get that watch and, like, their whole life, like, they'd be scared to death to lose that watch. I just left all my stuff here while people came and redid the windows for 8 hours. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, in my brain, like, the order is in its proper place. Now, other people, like, they would have never left that jewelry out like that. Because their lives, because see, that jewelry, like in Fight Club, that jewelry ends up owning them. They don't own the jewelry anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you can't let, like, superficial stuff go, then the superficial stuff owns you. Okay, whether it's a job, watch, car, you know, girlfriend, there's a lot of girlfriends like that, you know, or spouses, you know, whatever. See, you have to own you. You can't let anything else, because once you start that thing of, like, you know, if you're too afraid to lose something, I would say it, with the exception of, like, your own child, right? And possibly, like, the mother of your child. But if it's pretty much anything, if it's a house, car, boat, motorcycle, what have you, if you're, like, so deathly terrified of losing it that it makes you, like, stop and think hard about it, you don't belong with it. Simple as that. And also, if you can't go out there and replace it, like, as long as it wasn't, like, you know, like, a something of sentimental value, like a watch for your great-grandfather or something like that. Like, this is, like, an expensive watch. And, like, and the thought of losing that watch, just, like, you just can't imagine it. Simply because it was expensive, like, you don't belong with it. And also, if you buy something that you can't replace in some kind of way relatively quickly, then you don't belong with it. Because what's going to happen is, like, it's going to own you. And you're going to be a slave to it. You're going to be going out there working, trying to please other people, sucking up to people, you know, pretty much being a slave to keep fueling it. So it ends up owning you, like in Fight Club. He said, yeah, I don't know if you've seen the movie Fight Club, but Ed Norton's character. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Fight Club, but in the movie Fight Club, just a brief explanation. He was one of those guys. He was pretty much like a career man. He worked a good job. He got a nice condo. He filled the whole condo up with all types of expensive things. Everything in there was, like, relatively expensive, you know, to him. And it became clear, like, all that stuff that he bought, like, he didn't own it. It ended up owning him. You see, like, his life became defined by that. By the objects and a job, and that's not, you know, no, like, you just don't do it. That's just the wrong order. And you see what I mean? He ended up going crazy off of it. That's how Tyler Durden was born. But back to the real topic. Yeah, I totally just declined this offer. And then the dude texted me back. It was through Facebook. The dude, he ended up texting me back. Hang on, I ain't even try to find the name of it. I ignored his messages. I don't even know how to find it now. But it was at some company here in Prague. It was legit. It wasn't some, you know, like, it wasn't some sales job. They tried to tell you, like, they were up front with all the benefits and, you know, to take time, days off, and blah, 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 and all that BS. And I just, like, declined it, man. I mean, that's nice. Now, I will say this, that that's definitely not the only wheel I have turning or plate I have spinning. Definitely not the only plate I have spinning in the whole thing. But like I said before, it's not about getting that one winning lottery ticket. It's the ability. What it's really about is learning how to efficiently play the lottery and going out there and winning, you know, and being able to win again. That's where I think it should all come from. But yeah, this video was not talking about women or anything like that. This video was just something I wanted to touch on personally, because like I said, I make these videos for you, preferably younger guys who just don't know. You see what I'm saying? Or older guys who maybe, you know, just woke up or whatever. You know, that's what these videos are for.